Welcome back, this RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, let's get it.
Would you rather have $150,000 now or $2 million in 2 years?
$150,000 now.
Okay, what about you?
$2 million in 2 years.
Okay, so why $150,000 now?
I'll turn that $150,000 way more than into $2 million. I'll turn $150,000 into $5 million, even $10 million.
And then how much time?
Give me 3 months.
3 months.
Oh my, man, people don't be using their cranium. I don't know what this dude do. But to me, this is a stupid answer. There's no guarantee you're going to flip that. Because if you was that cold with flipping money, you would have flipped your $25,000 a year or $50,000 a year and flipped that into $2 million by now. Why you ain't do that? I mean, granted, he could be a millionaire, but I doubt it. Millionaires usually don't answer questions on the street about would you want $150,000 or 2 M's in 2 years. Hopefully, if you have daughters, fellas, this will never be her doing a handstand at some club, spreading her legs open for a crowd of guys. I pray for you. I pray for you that this is never your daughter. Ladies, you got to do better. I'm saying that out of love. It says, if you're ever feeling like you're having a bad day, my brother is still paying off a wedding loan and he's divorced. Hey, that's crazy. Look, male and females out there, if you're going to get married, hey, do what you feel like you need to do. But all that $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 on a wedding, when you could have invested that, like the dude before said he was going to do, you could have flipped that $40,000 into $400,000 in 3 months if you link up with the dude from the other TikTok. But no, for real, don't take out no damn loan to have a wedding. You taking out a loan for an unnecessary spectacle. But then your car probably ain't paid off. House ain't paid off. Like, it don't make sense. And then there's no guarantee y'all even gonna be together a year later. Or 6 months later for that matter. And it's crazy. People would be so skeptical to put $1,000 into an investment. Or into Amazon or into crypto. It's like pulling teeth trying to convince people to do that. But they'll take out a $20,000-$30,000 loan for an overrated party.
I'm just saying though. So you ain't fuck that nigga? So you trying to tell me you ain't fuck that nigga?
No! I would never cheat on you! I want this to last forever!
Yeah, they'd do all that and it's just manipulation. Ladies, don't use your tears to manipulate people. It's not right. That's why I don't let tears like that move me. Unless I seen a chick get hit by a car or something. I'm not letting those tears really move me like that in situations like this. Fellas, you shouldn't either. And ladies, stop doing this. Men eventually get fed up and then they gonna bounce on you.
If I were skinny, would you date me?
I don't think it's about being skinny. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's everybody's different. Like, I don't think you look bad and nobody looks bad.
Really?
Body positivity, yeah. Like, say you came and swept me off my feet, made the best joke, whatever. Like, I don't think it's about just your body, you know?
He is so gassed up. Okay, the next question should have been, how many chubby guys have you dated? Since it don't matter and that's not important in body positivity, how many of your boyfriends were chubby? Then like the lack of eye contact when she was saying it, just the body language, it just didn't seem genuine. I guess y'all can let me know below.
I'm just studying, it's not.
If I were skinny, would you date me?
I date you right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't let these females gas you up, man. Don't let them gas you up. That's nice. It's a warm moment. Warm your heart. But I don't know. She might be telling the truth. Maybe she's just saying it for the camera. Who knows? Just to come off as a good girl.
Sounds for everyone who looks younger than their actual age. And people don't believe them when you tell them how old you are.
All right, before it pop up, type it down below. How old you think she is? Actually, she look older than that. I'm not trying to roast, but I was thinking like 38 or something. I'm not trying to roast. Ladies, please stop getting tattoos all over your body. It's trashy. A diamond in the middle of your chest is just,
All right, you want to know the true secret to getting a man? This is what you got to do. You got to sit down. You got to evaluate all your flaws. Mm. You need to work on them.
Okay.
So you can become the woman that you need to be to attract the man that you want to have. Period. Mm. There you go.
Well, do you cook?
No.
She probably ain't looking for a relationship right now. She having fun. She doing her. So she haven't done that yet. But it's good advice.